on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nestor of, I don't even know what to say anymore.
He's not in the hopper anymore.
Well, he's not in the hopper. Yeah.
I'm not?
No.
Because you're part of the show now.
He has a voice.
You're not just in the background. You're part of the mainstream.
He'll go quiet again, though, you watch.
Yeah. I'm still in the hopper.
No, you're not allowed in there anymore. We need to find a new hopper guy. It pays really well.
Yeah.
Yep, it paid my trip to Vegas.
Yeah, right. No. Wish. Anyway, Jana's got the night off again, and we're back. I get, you know... First off, apologies. We didn't do a show last week because of the holiday and stuff. And I know in other countries you don't celebrate July 4th, but here in America we do, obviously. And we were just all busy. So that's what prevented us from having a show. So I don't know. I'm trying to, I guess, jump right in and figure out what's new since last time.
Well, besides all the events and stuff, that's not really new because they're always the same thing.
Right.
There's been a lot of experimenting going on with the Cami situation, passive experience. So initially, they had made it where players would get a cap of 25,000 experience every 5 minutes. And that pissed a lot of people off, but it didn't really affect normal gameplay because if someone's attacking you and they lose, they're going to stop and move on.
Right.
You know, maybe in wars they won't.
Right.
But it was, I thought it was reasonable. It was still quite a bit of experience. But people freaked out about it and you had all the quitting, boycotts, whatever. So then it got tinkered with again, and then there was some kind of equation. Shout out to Scott for sitting down with that and figuring it out. But it was like your level times 0.325 would be how much experience you could get every 5 minutes. Mm. It wasn't a lot. It went from like 25,000 to maybe 2. But, you know, that may interfere with the wars. I don't know. Mike would know more about that because he's a fighter.
It don't interfere with them. I mean, not in wars, really. It may affect a family battle.
Uh-huh.
Because people
to
will
to not get the passive experience. I mean, that's all it's really doing. You can still fight and you can still win and lose, but it's just the person that loses the fight does not get the experience he got in the past.
Right.
Like, someone like you, Mike, you can serial level anyway, so you wouldn't care. Same with Pete. But I think we had a lot of players that... kind of ignored energy and stamina so they could build their attack and defense. And I think that's mainly who this really affected.
Right.
But then they took it one more step. And I believe this last step has been removed already. But people started getting these messages while they were fighting. And it said, time out. Looks like all this fighting's made you tired. Take a short break and go recharge or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So now you're fighting, and we already have to take short breaks because of healing. You know, you can only heal once every 40 seconds. There's a heal gradient, so if you continually heal,
uh-huh,
you're going to be forced to take these breaks anyways. So now there's this pop-up, and, you know, people just don't know what to make of it.
I don't know. When in doubt, create a pop-up. That seems like the answer.
But it seems to be gone. It went on for like about a day, and nobody's reported getting it today. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw it, I thought someone was just messing with me. Like, I often question things I get from people. Like, I'm like, is this someone just wanting me to post this so they can laugh at me later and say, aha, that's not even real? But then if you started reading comments everywhere, fan pages and all that, I was like, no, this is real. And one person had like a 30-minute break.
Hmm.
And apparently, it seems it's hard to say because people were getting it for winning fights too. But at first, we assumed maybe, you know, if you red ice somebody,
right,
and you keep getting those ices, you would get that pop up, and that, in a sense, would take care of the whole system to abuse passive experience. And I'm assuming that's what they're going for.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. How do we even know what they're going for? I mean, there's enough people complaining that camis were a problem, so now they stepped in and they're going to fix it. And probably, inevitably, they'll do what they've done in the past with this kind of thing and basically remove it entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did that back when we used to get experience from the capos.
Right.
Because people were leveling too fast at the time, or they were getting too much experience or whatever. And all of a sudden, it just got yanked out of the blue.
And war help, too. You used to get 3 experience points every time you helped in a war.
Right. And then they figured out, well, people were using feed scanners, and then they were helping in 10,000 wars and, you know, every 2 hours. And, you know, then all of a sudden, they were getting more experience than they needed to. So all that passive experience was preventing them from making decisions about spending in the game.
And then the arena comes out, and then you could really level up, and to the point where you're farming skill points and reward points. And yeah, I get so many hate comments, people calling me a hypocrite, but I've never said, like, oh, it's so bad to do. I do it when I need to. I would run a cami.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it 24/7, and I only had one. I didn't have like an army of them.
Right.
Well, and I've never said, you know, it was available, it was there, and so I did it when need be.
Right. And I think that's the problem, is it's, you know, as it is with anything that's happened in this game over time, is when it gets abused, then it gets taken away. As opposed to, you know, people being smart about using these things. And you know, I'm not insulting anybody that's chosen to use it one way or another. But what I'm saying is that when it gets out of control, then that's when Zynga steps in, and their solution to the problem is remove the something entirely. You know, they try to find a happy middle ground. They look like they're attempting to do that. And then all of a sudden we get whammied with something that nobody wants. And Zynga just says, well, we did our best and we really couldn't find a good solution. So here's what we've decided. You know, it's an interesting ploy and strategy to prevent themselves from looking like the bad guys. Well, we tried and we couldn't find anything that really worked, but here's the final solution. And, you know, we've seen it. We've seen it with, you know, I mean, all sorts of game functionality that we said we like, and they yank it out in a heartbeat, and then they just, you know, oh, well, we have the right, which they do. I mean, it's their game, but they forget that their game is dependent on customers that like playing the game and like some of this functionality to stay. But when you're struggling with, you know, a small group of people, obviously, it's not like, you know, tens of hundreds of thousands of people left in the game that are doing these cami accounts, then I can see where they're, you know, running into some issue. Now,
well, the black market stepped in with this too. And when the arena came out, we all of a sudden started seeing all these leveling services pop up.
Sure. Oh, and then all the accounts that were still for sale, even though that's not supposed to be a viable option, and why Zynga, you know, can't actually shut them down. I mean, it's not like they're difficult to find. But then I guess, you know, hey, it's like, you know, you got the crack house down the street and you wonder why the cops aren't shutting it down while they're keeping it open, because that's leading them to some bigger fish that they're going to try to get later on or something. But, you know, I just don't understand that. If you know that's where the problem is, start there is better than starting nowhere, you know. But you know, to each his own. I mean, this game, when it was in its heyday, was built on a time when, you know, selling of loot and selling of items and accounts and all this other stuff was at its peak. I mean, people made money on the game. Zynga made money on the game. And it would appear as though, for the most part, most people were happy. You had some people that were saying, well, I bought an account. I mean, I paid into my account, and there's now somebody else out there bigger than me because somebody took the time to do leveling strategies. All of it's a choice, and that's always been here. You know, we've talked about that. You know, I make a decision to keep my account as a leveling account. I could at any given moment change my mind and say, screw it. I'm going to start putting it into attack and defense constantly. I won't worry about my leveling anymore. I'm playing, you know, I don't need to level as much. I'll just do that and give up on the whole leveling strategy. people make that determination right from the start. I want to be in a, you know, a fighter. I'm going to put everything into attack and defense. And some stamina, for the most part, very little energy, which then screws them up when big cities come out with all these, you know, big destinations with all these requirements. But, you know, that's the choice you made. You know, for me, I like to complete things. And so I go in and I've got high energy, high stamina. I've got decent attack and decent defense. And health grows exponentially because of all the freaking options in the crafting to build it.
So you still build health?
Oh, yeah. And I'll keep building it.
Yeah. I regret, like, I had a goal to have my health at 50,000. And I was, like, using my skill points from leveling into health for a while.
Right.
And I think if I didn't do that, I could still serial level. So I kind of regret it because we don't really need health anymore.
No.
But that could change.
And I'm doing it just because, to me, my strategy, my mind, that the idea of crafting for the highest skill points available is the best way to craft. Uh-huh. But, you know, for other people, you know, if you're really into attack and defense, then you're going to craft your 6 or whatever your maximum is you can get on that. For me, I want max skills. The max skills I can possibly get in crafting come by crafting health. So to me, that's more bang for my buck. Now, like you pointed out, it really doesn't do you much any good anymore because most people don't, you know, it doesn't make a difference when it comes to the arena, and it really doesn't make much difference somewhat with fighting because there's not that much of it going on anymore. You know, when there's not these, you know, family battles the way that we know them, and, you know, the old days when you were creating spreadsheets of the people you're going to be fighting to keep track of it and that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but I keep getting into this. Well, what's the point? You know, I still think, and this is my gut feeling, I still think there's ways for them to resurrect this game. Not maybe bring it back to their glory days, because then they've really got to acquiesce and understand that the black market is as much a part of this game as, you know, the rest of it. But I still think there's better ways that they could resurrect this community of users and players and, you know, not take advantage of them for their other games as much as, you know, continue to do the one thing that this community always had, which was community. And, you know, I just hope that someday someone in their management level, the, you know, light bulb goes on and says, holy crap, you know, we've got something here we don't have in any of our other games. How do we truly capitalize on it? And, you know, I think there's potential for that, but that's my two cents.
Yeah, speaking of higher management, Mark Pincus is no longer the CEO of Zynga, and they hired the Xbox guy.
Right.
What's his name? Don Maddox, I think. I never heard of the guy before, and I made a post about it, and Brandon wrote to me. He's like, that guy, he has a bad reputation on the internet, so I did some digging, and he had made some mistakes with the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. And the launch.
He's been an EA he was part of.
Right.
So, but maybe he'll be the one to see that.
Maybe.
I mean, just because you make stupid mistakes in the past doesn't mean you'll still make them.
Well, and the problem with any business owner or whatever, you're going to make mistakes. You wouldn't be where you were if you made all the right decisions. You know, you have to make mistakes to learn from them. I mean, that's just life. If you don't make mistakes, you'll never learn. So if you never learn, then you're never going to grow. And if you never grow, then, you know, life goes on. But, I think, I don't know about the whole, you know, the Xbox guy taking over Zynga. I'm not sure if it'll make that much difference. I mean, Pink has had a bad enough name for himself because of, you know, the way that he went about raising money and capital. I think what they really need is somebody that that thinks more customer service oriented. And I'm not sure the Xbox, you know, guy is the guy that's going to do that for them. Now, maybe they'll get senior management in place that'll have that kind of approach. But I mean, I think this carries through all their games. You can build games and you can copy other people and build a slight variation and do this day in, day out, forever and ever. I mean, this is not going to come as a shock, but ultimately, it comes down to how you treat your people and the people that are paying the bills. And the people that are paying the bills are the customers. And if you're treating them like crap, then they're going to turn on you eventually. You treat them like gold. And I don't mean by giving away the farm, but, you know, with respect and everything else. Now I think you change the dynamic completely of what you're, you know, how you interact with them. So I hope that they think about that quite a bit and realize that we're in an era when social media and social engagement and everything is at its peak. Now, it may be on a decline. I don't know. There's a sense in me that has a belief that maybe the era of Twitter, Facebook, as we know it, and its popularity is starting to wean.
Well, they do say that, and they say social gaming is dying.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, is it dying because companies like Zynga tried to capitalize on it financially and killed it, or is it dying? Is it dying because it's just, you know, a fad?
And well, they say it's more fad-like, and that mobile gaming is now the way to go because so many people have their iPads, iPods,
right,
iPhones.
But even mobile gaming is still social gaming. The only difference is you don't have to have it where, I mean, honestly, if Zynga were to step up right now, what they should do is do development of an iPad version of Mafia Wars that ties to the online game that's played through Facebook, and then you can take your Mafia Wars wherever you go. Now, will they do that? No, probably not, but that is something that they could do if that player base is still intact, is still, you know, has potential to grow again. And if mobile gaming is the answer, then why not use one of your flagship products and then promote it accordingly? That's another big thing is, you know, when they stop putting Mafia Wars out there and they're only focusing on Farmville, Cityville, and, you know, all the bobblehead games, then that makes a big difference too. You know, I wish they would get back to promoting Mafia Wars. There's something about this game that is so different than anything I've seen. I mean, there's others like it. I mean, obviously we know what's the other one that was made
the
by
one
that
they copied.
Yeah, the one they copied.
Mob Wars.
There you go.
And Martin were playing that for a while.
Yeah, and you know, so I mean, there's others out there like this, but I don't even think their games had the social impact that Mafia Wars did. And I, you know, maybe they. I just still think there's a way to turn it around. I'm overly optimistic, but
I believe there is too, Pete, but I think they need to get someone in there that actually plays the game too.
I agree with that, which is funny because, you know, when I was out there and a year ago now, maybe more, and, you know, they were talking to me and stuff, and, you know, I actually ended up getting a ride in a taxi with one of the ladies that worked in their HR department, and she was telling me that, you know, they make their people play game, their games and stuff. I thought that was good, but then I really questioned that because we've had this feeling like even people in their own department don't know the game that well.
Exactly.
You know, and their customer support teams, and I know they're, you know, the customer support has to handle all variations of their games, but you think they'd have enough of a general knowledge that when you call in with a customer support question, that they would understand enough of the game to be able to answer with, you know, some degree of confidence and consistency. And, you know, I've contacted support before and I bang my head against the wall going, what kind of answer is that to my question? You don't have any clue what this game is about.
No, and it seems whenever you do talk to someone in customer support, you spend more time explaining your question because they don't pick up on it.
Right.
And, you know, the only person I know that worked for Zynga that really, truly did play that game was Jeremy Barnes, who's Rinsler, the forum moderator.
Right.
And he was the Irish kid on the wiki.
Right.
He knew that game. It's like, but they let their people go that knew the game. And you can't you just can't find that.
Right.
Because how many people that really play this game would want to work for Zynga? And I think they make the mistake of laying people off, cutting corners, where here you had a gold mine of an employee who actually played the game and knew it like we do.
Uh-huh.
That's going to help your players.
Right.
And then you get rid of them. It makes no sense. So, you know, then we have people that know Farmville trying to moderate Mafia Wars.
Right. Because they just think that the same type of person and the same type of understanding is necessary for both games, and quite frankly, they're not. They're two completely separate type of mentality. That's what I say. I've been doing a lot of different, I've had a lot of different jobs through my career, customer service and everything else. And, you know, I just see that this particular time that customer service should be the focus of any company out there in order to survive in this marketplace and in this, you know, time we live in financially and otherwise. If you're not doing that, you're not going to make it.
Well, they did cut customer support off to many players.
Right, which then that seems like the most logical thing to do. So you got people, well, okay, let's, and I'm sorry. You know, and here's the problem I have with that. Okay, you're going to cut off customer support, then do a better job of promoting and announcing what changes in the game and all this other stuff. Don't put out a bunch of information that's incorrect that causes to more confusion, which forces people to want to turn to customer support to get answers. And then, I mean, it's this roundabout circle. And I mean, you know, that they could stop if they put the right things in place to get there. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they have very intelligent, highly motivated, you know, multiple degreed people that are, you know, running these departments and stuff. But you just wonder about the simplicity of some of these answers to the problems that, you know, that they are simple and they don't take much money to fix. And you could do this without too much trouble. And the end result is,
they're letting the community solve their problems. I mean, you could be the smartest guy in the world, but if you never played Mafia Wars, you wouldn't be able to help somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like Spockholm fixes so many bugs through their toolbar, which technically is a terms of service violation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we learn from people in the community, like the property bugs. I don't know. Most people wouldn't experience this if they've been active players. But London, Brazil, and Las Vegas, probably Chicago too, but I've never seen it in Chicago. People can't upgrade their properties. They'll get a pop-up that says you're ineligible.
Right.
And the reason is because there's no collection page. And who would put two and two together to figure that out but someone that plays the game? So then if players send themselves from a mini account or have a friend send them a collection item, their bug is gone. You know, and we've known this for months now, but Zynga still won't fix it. So every few days you get someone asking about it.
Right.
You know, if they don't want to fix it, why can't they go on their support page and say, hey, or make a one of their documents like, hey, do you have this bug? This is what you do to fix it.
Right.
Because we're not going to be here forever. I mean, and when I say we, I don't mean like my site and Spockholm. I mean like the community. Right. Eventually people are going to just lose interest and just not care to help others.
Yeah.
And right now we still like to do it. But, you know, I think all of us have kind of changed our focus in maybe in life or other things where it's not all about Mafia Wars anymore like right. It used to be.
Yeah.
At least for me, and I kind of see that with other people too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for us, it always hurts when we see people that we've been in this game for a real long time with leave. You know, and then it starts making you ask some tough questions of yourself is, you know, why, what do I do? I mean, for me, I'll be here till the day ends because, you know, I work with a great team of people over at Spockholm, working with you and Mike and however long you and Jana and however long you guys decide to last, you know, I'll be here till the ship sinks, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I know what it's like from talking to other people that, you know, that started about the time I started the game or slightly before, or even after, and you're watching them leave and they're just like, you know, it's not what it is anymore. I mean, it's not fun anymore. It's too busy. It's too this. And, you know, and all these simple things that you think that someone at Zynga should hear and take to heart. And, you know, they live so highly on the metrics. And I'm a metrics person. I believe that, you know, having data to substantiate making decisions is great. But I think if you put too much faith in it, then you potentially leave yourself open for failure because now you're making decisions like they are about the properties. You know, these limited time properties have no real purpose for the most part other than for them to create stream activity and stuff like that. I think if you just told players, hey, can you go out and post about Facebook, I mean, about Mafia Wars every day, and you just gave them an auto routine that they can turn on to do that, I think most people would do the same thing. So what is the difference? You know, and you've got these type activities And then you have people just going nuts saying, this is just too much. You know, I got family progression. I've got, you know, the limited time properties. I've got crafters choices. I've got icing events. I've got all these things. Not only do I have them going on all simultaneously. And you're just like, stop. You know, your metrics say we're doing them, yes, but we're doing them because that's the personality types of the people playing this game. We're completionists for the most part. And I think most of the people that play this game are probably that. You know, you put something out in front of them that they need to get done, and they're going to get it done. And they're going to take and use whatever tools are necessary, whether or not it's scripts or whether or not it's, you know, some other kind of browser helper or whatever to get it done. They're going to do it because we're just that type of personality. If you eased back on it, as we've talked about a million gazillion times, then, you know, I think people would feel less overwhelmed and more casual about the play. And I think that's what it needs to be back again, is they need the casual player that says, I can come in, I can do about 50 tasks a day, and, you know, or 50 things or whatever it is, and then move on to the next thing and not feel like I've got to do everything every day in this mass quantity. I mean, like, the daily fix to me was the stupidest thing to introduce. What was the point of that?
It's annoying.
It's one more dang thing that you got to remember to do. And I think I've actually now missed it several days because I've just gotten to the point where I could care less.
He has an X and it's bugging him.
Yeah.
And if you get an X, it takes 28 days to get rid of it.
Right.
Because so many people think that thing doesn't move, but it, like, one's off and then a new one. So it's like one forward, one back, one forward, one back.
Right. But why did you introduce something like that when we already had a daily progression that is consuming a tremendous amount of our time?
And we have a daily take, too.
And a daily take. And we have, I mean, yeah, and that's exactly what my point is. I mean, what was really hoped to be accomplished from that? And maybe that's as much another part of the issue, is step out and tell us what you're trying to accomplish and let the community help you achieve it. You know, if you're really out there to say, you know, our biggest problem is we do not get enough activity in the feeds, then let the community help build a response to that.
Yeah.
You know, why is it that they think that they have to be the only ones to come up with the answer? To me, it's a bit arrogant. You know, if you ask the community for help, they will give it. I mean, we know this. That's the reason why the forums were aflame many times when different things changed in the game, because they want to help. They don't want to see the game destroyed. So why not take advantage of that? Why not utilize that player base to help you find a resolution to the problem that you're struggling with? Now, you don't have to get into the nitty-gritty and the specific details and the financial metrics and all that other stuff, but there's ways to broach these questions and get good, solid feedback to help you achieve those goals from an existing community base. And I think they should be jumping all over that. I mean,
they're losing a lot. They're losing so many of the players that are good like that, that think about things and come up with great ideas.
Right. You know, I remember when we were out there for PAC, and I mean, this is a real long time ago now.
Seems like 10 years
ago. Yeah. You know, and we had some great, great conversations of what to do with the family module at that time, before this sort of family module came out, and, you know, the idea of returning rackets to the game and some other things that were really good ideas, and even some new ideas that had never been, you know, thought up before. And, you know, it really made a lot of sense, and none of it that I know of got implemented. And if it did, it got implemented in some kind of sort of, pardon my French, bastardized version of what we all talked about. And, you know, and granted, again, it's their game, they can do what they want with it. But when you're not listening to what people are telling you that they'd like to see, and you just come out with something that you think they want, then it doesn't work. I don't know. They need more buy-in. They need to step back and listen, you know.
Need to step way back.
Well, yeah. You know, and we say this. I tell my
children. Well, they do listen. They just don't act.
I'm not sure they listen sometimes. And I think.
Well, yeah.
And what I mean by that, Jen, though,
they just hear us.
They hear us, exactly. They don't listen to what we're saying. They don't realize that we want to be a part of the solution. We're not trying to be a problem. You know?
No, we don't want the game to shut down. And
exactly.
I think, you know, I've been thinking a lot about it. Shutting down and, like, what I could do besides this blog. I struggle with the blog because part of me doesn't want to do it. And I just want to say, you know, this isn't fun anymore. There's other things in life you can do. But then it would nag at me. Like, I want to do it. And I want to have fun doing it like I used to.
Right.
And it, in the pack, like with the pack too, it cracks me up when the haters say that we're the reason that the game is failing. It's like, we're in there trying. We're not just saying what we think, and there's a big group of people, so it's not just our personal opinions. And yeah, if they would do as we suggest, it might be a better game, but they don't. So how can that be our fault?
Yeah. I don't know. That, you know, I know this hasn't been as much about game activity as it is philosophy, but
well, the game activity doesn't change. Although we should add, remember that survey back in February, and they said to pick 10. There was, which destination do you want? And it was like there were 10 choices, and you got to pick one. Well, now they're starting to put out clues, so I think we will be getting a destination soon. And it was funny because they posted this image on the blog, and if you hovered your mouse over it, it said South Africa. So we're like, oh, okay, cool. Next destination, South Africa. And I was like all excited that I was able to post about it right away. Well, then the next day, another image comes out, but if you hovered the mouse, it said Mexico. So now I'm like, oh, they're playing with us. And Brandon went in and did the inspect element and stuff on the image name, and they add that manually, and they added like a server looking link type thing, which pissed me off because I spent like an hour looking for a server image and they're not there. So I think they're toying with us, and they're going to probably put 8 more out there
right
before we really know what the next destination is. And I think they're keeping it under wraps because we've tried all the server images with all the possible combinations, and nothing is coming up.
Yeah.
And I laugh that some people think, like, honestly, I do not believe that survey made one bit of difference. I assume, and it's probably a right assumption, that that destination, they had chosen it way before that survey even came out.
Yeah.
Because those surveys are probably just so, you know, Joe Blow can go to his supervisor and say, look, 820 people responded. And then the supervisor goes to the next guy, hey, we got a good response on the survey. Look at this. That's my opinion anyways, just because every survey they've ever had, we've never seen something become of it or even heard back on the results.
Right. Yeah. And there's something to be said about that too. If they had transparency with some of that stuff, what if they put out a survey that the results were posted immediately afterwards?
Yeah, we should, if we're going to take the time to do their surveys, we should at least get the results.
Yeah. But, you know, they use them for internal purposes. So what else we want to chat about?
I think we got it.
Yeah, there's nothing spectacular. Like I said, even I slipped in there, we've got that crafters event. That stuff drives me nuts too, that just kind of peeks its way into the bar, the module, what I'll call their sales module. And if you don't pay enough attention, you don't even know the event started.
Yeah, that's why I run the Spotcomb scripts for those. I'll just get in the habit of every day running the Crafter's Choice Helper.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't do this yet.
Well, what I mean is to even know that the event started. I mean, if you didn't happen to go through all the 17 modules on your homepage, you wouldn't even seen it started.
Unless you read my blog.
Well, unless you read the blog. Yeah, I got to figure out something that's odd going on with that. Because I have, you know, we had, I'll talk about this for 2 seconds. We have notifications that were available in the Spotcomb toolbar. And it was done using kind of a secondary type product. Well, not really. But anyway, long story short, we've got it more native now because there's support for it both in Firefox and Chrome to do HTML5 notifications. And I just noticed for some reason that when I go in and turn on notifications in my Spotcomb toolbar, that for me, it'll check once and then it'll uncheck. And so I'm not sure that my notifications are actually working out. So I'm hoping that it's just something on my end and others aren't experiencing.
I think it is because mine work fine.
Yeah, so it's probably just me. I probably need to clear the cache and start all over again and stuff. Just got to remember to back everything up first.
And on the topic of that, the Brandon went in and for the Raven, because there's no way to tell he's lurking unless you notice some loot items dropping.
Right.
And he went in and figured out how to make that notification trigger, like if a nunchuck or a face chopper or armor grenade or a rain of pain drops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool, because yep. if you do use scripts or don't pay attention, you might miss that it's actually dropping.
Yep.
So now there's no reason to ever miss a lurking farming opportunity.
Yippers.
And I noticed, too, Pete, you have to have the new version of Firefox for them to work, too.
Yes, because it was 21 above, I think, or 22 or whatever the Firefox is now, 22. Was the one that actually included, was the first time it included the HTML notifications as a native function. So that was actually pretty exciting for us because we've been using the notifications for a while and it's made life easier now as it's native to both Chrome and Firefox. Kudos to Martin and Ike for what they've done with that. They've, you know, really gotten those notifications honed down and the way that they work. So I just need to figure out what's going on with mine. It's probably just me.
And the Kiss My Bot is having issues, too.
Yeah, and that's...
Martin thinks it's something on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it'll come and it'll go.
That could be it.
Yeah, it sucks now, too, because I got to go all the way into the arena to ask for power cards to get them now.
Why don't you just click on the homepage module? Or not the... You know where it says your family and progress? Above the energy and stamina packs?
Mm-hmm.
There's an ask button. On that.
Mine's not always there.
Oh. I know, I hate going to the arena. You got like you have to wait an hour for it to load.
Does your show notifications stay checked when you're done? Or does it uncheck again even though and then it's working?
In the toolbar?
Yeah.
Oh no, they stay checked.
Not the actual individual items, but the one above that says show notifications?
Yeah.
Bizarre. Very bizarre.
So yours is disappearing every time. I notice on mine, the backup, if I check to use the backup server,
yeah.
every time I refresh, that's gone. But I kind of assumed you guys did that because everyone would forget to turn it off.
Yeah, that one's true like that. But yeah, that's weird that this is doing this for me. Very strange. Anyway, I'll spend some time with it. All right, well.
Well, who's your shout out? I have a sad one, so I want to go last.
My shout out. My shout out is to Zynga. Get your butt in gear. Listen. Open your ears and listen. That's it.
Mike?
Hey, I'll second that one because I don't have one.
You can't steal someone else's shout out.
Well, I could, but it might be the one you're fixing to say, so.
Oh, then that will be our show. But I'm sure a lot of you knew Sonny J. Anthony, and he passed away.
Hmm.
And so my shout out is to his family and the JC family. I still can't believe it's true. When I read it, I was just about to go offline and I saw something with his name on it and I clicked on it and I can't believe it's true yet. Hmm. He was just a good person as far as knowing how to deal with both sides of people that like to fight with each other.
Right.
And he was funny. He was always posting funny things. And he was a really good admin for the script mod group.
Yeah, he was in the group that I'm white tagged with.
Uh-huh. And how did you feel when you heard it?
I don't do feelings well.
We're guys. We don't do feelings well.
Can't believe it's true yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't believe it either.
But and I know... you know, many Mafia Wars players have passed away and may they all rest in peace. And, you know, if you don't personally know them, it's still sad, but it just doesn't hit you like someone you knew.
Right.
And it just makes you realize that you should appreciate all your virtual friends, why they're here.
And that gets to the point we were talking about earlier, that this game is more than just a game. I mean, you get to know people and, you know, become friends with them. Even though you know you may be an entire continent away from them, you know, and that does make a difference when something like this happens to a person you've gotten to know. Really does hit home.
Yeah.
Yep. So, well, yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families that have lost their loved ones in the game that are associated with this game, you know, through the years that we've been playing. So, and with that, then I guess we will call it a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brain.